Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This show is brought to you by Datsusara. Go to dsgear.com and use code word Joey to get 5% off of their extremely high-quality functional gear made with hemp textiles. They have bags, gis, rash guards, and much, much more. Go to dsgear.com and use code word Joey to get 5% off. And go to onnit.com and use code word church to save 10% on all of the great optimization products like Alpha Brain, New Mood, Shroom Tech Immune, and Shroom Tech Sport.
Oh, shit. Just when you thought it was safe, cocksuckers, the church is back. Go. A little Bad Company to loosen things up. Uncle Joey. Lee Syatt. Dean Del Rizzi.
Yeah.
A little music. A little Sunday night filling. Happy Memorial Day, cocksuckers. To all the soldiers out there, you bad motherfuckers. Baby. Listen to that fucking voice, cocksuckers.
The sky is burning.
What's happening, you bad motherfuckers? Uncle Joey here. Thank you for the special edition Memorial Day podcast here. We want to get out of the way. We don't want to fuck with your day tomorrow. We got my main man, Dean Del Rizzi, with a pulled muscle in his fucking throat. It doesn't sound good.
It's crazy,
that's a
man.
Muscle hooker pulls and shit. Only two people pull that muscle, hookers and singers. Which one are you, cocksucker?
Yeah, man, it's so true. It's so weird. Like, you just, like, I was supposed to do a podcast with you last week, and I just wake up, and my neck, the left muscle on my neck was just completely, felt like I was paralyzed. I was like, whoa, what the fuck is this? And all day I was waiting to do the podcast. I was like, I don't think I can go do this. It just flared up. And I was like, oh, that's cancer. You know, everything's cancer.
Everything's fucking cancer.
Everything is.
Everything is for me. Everything. I had a fat ball in my neck right in here.
Yeah.
And whenever I would go to the Comedy Store and I would talk and get excited, the fat ball would swell up. Woo. It took me a fucking month and a half to go down to that doctor and see the sign there.
Yeah, because you're scared, right?
You're fucking petrified.
I had one
you're
of those petrified. Fat balls right yeah. here in my arm right
you're
here.
You're petrified. Yeah. You don't know what the fuck to hear. And he went in there, he did some tests. He said it was malignant, yep. No cancer. Then I had to wait 6 weeks and fucking go down there. And that's the whole time. You don't know what to
So expect. Would it grow like right away or would oh it just grow God, the day? Man.
So I would feel it in there. I would feel like just the top. And once I did something to get my heart rate up,
yeah,
it would come out, Lee, right between my collarbones. It would just come up like I had a little lump. My lump. My oh. little baby hump. I had a little hump on my fucking neck. I could have put like a happy face,
oh,
and it was starting to scare the shit out of me.
I know.
And I had a couple people touch it, and they're like, listen, just go down there. You have insurance. What do you give a fuck?
Yeah. Yeah. I
and
hear
I
you.
I went down there, got popped out, and I'm really fucking happy I did it. You know, when you go down to the doctor, like you said, everything is cancer.
Yep.
I went a couple of weeks ago. I had to do the scan for my brain to do the nose surgery.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, we look for all this shit. That's what I need, to come in for a nose fucking injection. And next thing you know, I got brain fucking cancer. I didn't know about it.
Yeah.
All that shit, especially when you smoke reefer.
Yeah.
Never fucking mind when you smoke reefer or do a drug that sets off paranoia in your mind.
Wow.
It just sets off.
Yeah. I had dental work done, and I was convinced that my whole jaw had shifted. I took 3 or 4 stars, and I just got too high.
Yeah.
I was like, my whole jaw shifted. They messed up.
You know what I was doing to the guy, Jerry? He goes, he's feeling on my neck, and he goes, nah. And I go, I don't know, dude, because I was online, and he's like, dude, it's a fucking pulled muscle. He's like, I know, I'm a doctor. But you're just like, he's got to be wrong. It can't just be a pulled muscle. But as you get older, pulled muscles, he's all, you got basically a brutal Charlie horse in your neck. So imagine, you know, like when you try to run with a Charlie horse, you can't run. It's
can't
the same
run,
thing.
Yeah.
Same fucking thing. He goes, you got it in your neck. And I was like, as soon as they tell you that, all of a sudden, you're like, oh, cool. You just leave like, all right, Charlie horse.
You know, it's so weird what the public perceives as a singer.
Yeah.
You know? And to be a singer and the longevity of a singer, it takes so much fucking work. I read something one, and all the great voices. Robert Plant is not the same Robert Plant we had 30 years ago. I mean, his voice became something else. Rod Stewart is hit and miss. Ozzy Osbourne, I don't know what the fuck to think anymore. But a voice is like a back. Yeah. You never know when it's going to go. And the care that goes into a voice, like when you talk to a real singer, like a guy that, like Halford.
Yep.
Halford, for example, still sounds great. I don't know. I haven't seen him live. I don't know if he still sounds like the 81 Halford.
He crushed it. Saw him like 8 months ago.
And the, like we just think they go off on stage. Like right now, Sabbath is on tour. And because of their age, they do a show and they take a show off.
Yeah.
They do a show. You know, in the 80s, if you went to a concert in the 70s and the 60s, these guys did 4 or 5 nights a week.
Every night.
Nobody knew about taking care of your throat. You had witch tales.
Yeah.
Witch, is that what they call? Like, you know, gargle with salt witch and honey. Stories about the road.
Old school remedies.
But when you find a real singer who takes care of themselves, really, like, no smoking, no this, you know, they really put a scarf around their neck. You don't know how much work goes into being a fucking singer.
Yeah.
You know, when you do coke, it destroys your throat.
Completely.
Destroys your throat. You hear it as you're talking.
Yep.
Do 2 lines of coke. There's certain people that'll come to you after a few years and go, I know when you're on coke because your voice changes.
Totally.
What happens to it?
It changes.
You get a drip.
Couple lines.
And it
numbs your voice.
Numbs your vocal cords.
So all those dudes that did tons of blow while they sang, supposedly that's why. I'll tell you what. I'll tell you who had a great voice. I never saw him when he had a great voice. By the time I got to see him, his voice was shot. Over the years, he's brought it back, and that's Chris Cornell.
Oh, yeah.
Not the fucking Slaves and Bulldozers back.
No.
But he keeps it at a moderate level. Then you learn the tricks.
Totally.
Then you learn the singer's tricks, how to do smaller places. You change the songs around to a lower voice.
Well, does it just start going, or can it just go? Can you just wake up one day and not have a voice anymore?
It can completely go. If you don't warm up, you got to warm up. And as I went to the vocal doctor a couple days ago, I've been singing like all my life. You got to warm up. If you don't warm up, it's exactly like going and playing football in the NFL. You're going to pull stuff and shit, and what happens is it just gets shot and tired, you know? And even with podcasting and doing comedy, we're talking for hours and hours and hours, which is, you know, when you're in regular job or whatever, you just talk to your coworker like, yeah, I was at a party, and then you're working and you talk. But we're talking for hours. You know, and then imagine singing for a couple hours, then you're fired up, you get off stage and you're on the tour bus talking, talk. You got AC going, it's drying out your voice, and then you're not getting proper sleep, you're eating like shit, and next thing you know,
And you add alcohol.
Oh, it dries out your voice.
And booze to the fucking content, because see, it's tough enough doing that shit. Once you add the alcohol and the booze and the bad food and the no sleep, Jesus fucking Christ.
Over.
That's it. It's over. And that's basically the life you have to lead.
Yeah.
That's basically, in 2004 and 3, when I went, let's just say to Houston, I got to Houston on a Tuesday, okay? The week started on Wednesday through Sunday. You did all fucking 7 or 8 shows, you know?
That's 8 hours.
I ate like shit,
yep.
You know? I didn't sleep because I did blow out of the 7 nights. I did blow 5 nights. So my sleeping was uninterrupted. You know, that takes a toll, you know, talking to people, not sleeping, eating greasy food, not doing vitamins, not even breaking a sweat. The only time I would break a sweat in those days when I was snorting coke, it was like new coke was pushing out the old coke.
Yeah.
That's it. I had new coke pushing out the fucking old coke. You know?
Opening up the pores.
Yeah, you really can't. Eventually, you get sick.
Yeah. Another thing that people do wrong, and they never know this, but you know when you hear people clearing their throat all the time, where they're going,
yeah.
That's the worst thing you can do for your voice because it bangs the vocal cords together. And as you keep doing that, the banging together creates like a callus, which is known as a vocal node. And that thing gets rock hard and then you can't sing anymore. So these guys are constantly clearing their throat. It's just going bang, bang, bang. That's why a lot of singers drinking tea, They're using Ricolas and stuff to keep their voice, you know, lubed. So whenever I would feel something weird in my throat, instead of doing that, I would just drink some water or something, and it'd be, you know, you're fine. But every time you clear your throat, you're banging the vocal cords together, and it's the worst thing you can do. It's crazy.
You know, it's great to talk to somebody. I love music, but I'm not a musician.
Right.
So I really don't know. I can't have any justification at any level. The shit I talk about music. But when I talk to you, it's so weird. The other day I spoke to you, and I got off the phone with you, and I was so happy to talk to you the other morning because I live vicariously through you.
Yeah.
I was telling my friend last week, I had to, like, break it down to him. I go, Avils, his name is Avils. I go, Avils, listen, you're my brother, and I love you to death. Let me tell you what's going on with me. What's going on with me is I love concerts and I love music. I never stopped loving music. It was the concert experience that got on my nerves for a while. You know what I'm saying? The last few concerts I went to, I see where it became money-oriented. It's like I tell people now today, I love doing stand-up. But this part of stand-up, I fucking can't stand.
Yeah.
I can't stand going to a town and having to count chairs and, selling cheap seats. And I hate all that shit. I just want to do comedy. And 98% of bands that get into it, at the end of the day, they'll tell you, listen, I don't give a fuck if I live in a basement, under a basement, and never have any money. I just want to play music just that high. I would sacrifice all that family, 401k, to just play live music. That's the same thing that happens to you as a comic. You do it one day, and you're like, you know what? I'm quitting my day job. And people are like, well, how are you going to live? How are you going to pay Lee rent?
Yeah.
You know, we'll figure it out. It's $410 a month.
Yeah.
That's $102.50. That's $102.50 a week.
I'll find
that on the street. I can sneeze that shit.
Yeah, you know right? What
I'm saying? You can sneeze that shit. It's really crazy how you... I was at a light today, and I was like, wow. You know, I never knew that I would do what I'm doing with comedy today. Like, I never knew. I never really knew.
Yeah.
But then at the end, I was like, who the fuck was I kidding? That's why I made the moves I made. Because you had that certain confidence to jump into it. But anyway, with all that shit, I was thinking about, you told me your itinerary for the week.
Yeah.
And you were talking about you were going to go see this band, you were going to see The Who, you're trying to scalp tickets. Do I know anybody who's got a ticket connection for The Who? You're going to see somebody else. And it's like I live through you vicariously. I have two friends that are musicians, three of them. One guy still goes to shows. He's a great musical guy, but when he goes to a show, he thinks about it too much.
Oh.
And it drives me crazy, but I can't lie to you. I have the same thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When I go to a show, I go to be critical. You know, like half of me is critical. Like if the singer, first couple of times I went to a show, a live show, was Ted Nugent, Aerosmith, Frank Marino.
Oh, yeah.
And I went to see something else. And I remember that both times I left upset. Even when I went to see the Stones the first time with Foreigner. Foreigner was exquisite.
Yeah.
Foreigner did the songs, how they were playing on the album. So Foreigner did everything to the T. When I went to see the Stones, they were completely different than what they were doing. There were some songs, like, their ballads, like Beast of Burden and shit like that, that were to the money, a couple little off-takes. But Shattered and a couple other songs were completely different than what I was used to. I didn't like that.
Too fast.
Yeah, the only band I liked that did that was Led Zeppelin.
Right, yeah.
On The Song Remains the Same, they took those songs and they switched them around. And if you're like, what the fuck is this? But the reason I'm talking to you about singers is because sometimes you hear a band on your album and you go see the singer live and you're like, oh my fucking God, this is god awful.
Yeah.
This is god awful. They had a lot of studio shit in his fucking voice, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you spoke about last week, I forget the name of the awards, but Britney Spears lip syncing.
Yes. Yeah.
What would you prefer as a fan? Go to a show and see someone lip syncing or go and see someone who just can't sing?
Oh, I want it horrible if it's going to be horrible. I don't want fake, you know? That's why I'm there to see live. I'm there to see a live concert, and it's a lot like racing or, motocross or something. It's either going to be spectacular or it's going to be a crash, you know? But that's the live feeling of like, oh, my God, I saw those guys in the third song. The guitar player was just wasted, you know, whatever it is back in the day. Now it's business now.
It's business. The reason why I was so mad last week watching that, Lee, was because, A, I took time out of my day to watch that shit, and it smacked me in the face. And number two, and my man Hill, oh, I saw Priest more than anybody growing up. Like, yeah. I went to see him a lot, like out of all the other bands. I saw DC 3 or 4 times, but Priest, for some reason, we always ended up going.
Yep.
And out of all those times, I went to see him in 81, 82, and he sang Solar Angels.
Oh, I love it.
And he sang it from the side.
Yeah. Point Entry Tour.
And he sang it from the side, and I was real close to him. And believe it or not, I could hear the energy from his voice.
Yeah.
I could hear the last flowing particles of his energy from his voice. And I was blown away. So, at the Palladium, which at that time, I don't know what the fuck it sat. Let's pretend it sat 800 people, small venue. Then I saw him, I think at the Meadowlands. And he pretty much did the same thing. It reverberated, whatever the fuck the smart people use, you know, you hear echoes and shit.
Yeah.
My point being, Britney Spears has had a show in Las Vegas for the last how many years?
Yeah, like 3 years.
3 years.
Just signed another contract.
Okay, Janet Jackson, I went to see a music thing one time at the University of Denver. Some guy, a choreographer, spoke about touring and what happens when high-profile acts that move around a lot, Madonna, Janet Jackson, when you start the tour, before the tour starts, you have 6 weeks of rehearsal, and everybody comes in like a fat fuck.
Yeah.
Everybody comes in out of shape. Few people come in shape. Everybody comes in out of shape. And you start doing the songs and learning the dance rehearsals. And everybody's huffing and puffing. But throughout that, you're gaining cardio. So at the beginning of the tour, at the beginning of a Janet Jackson tour, it's noted that 75% of the music on stage is lip sync. Either music backed or the singer enhancing her voice on stage. By the end of the tour, she's doing 90% on her own.
Right.
She's caught up with the cardio, the air is there, the whole thing. Britney Spears has been in Las Vegas for 3 years doing the same stupid fucking songs.
Yeah.
You mean to tell me she's still lip-syncing after all this fucking time? That's what I think about when I watch that music. That all the fucking money she makes, she's still fucking lip-syncing. And don't tell me Justin Bieber wasn't lip-syncing fucking either, okay?
Yeah.
You know, the chubby chick on the fucking thing, you know, God bless her.
Adele.
Pink.
Oh, Pink.
Pink. God bless her. That's another one who can't sing.
Yeah.
Adele can't sing.
Yeah.
Adele can't sing live. She's like Conor McGregor. The secret's getting out.
Yeah.
She can't sing fucking live.
Yeah.
She can't do it.
I haven't seen her live.
I saw her, and she blamed it on the microphone, this and this. And then I put on 19 whatever.
Yeah.
The Allman Brothers live from whatever, and I seen if any of their microphones fell into the piano.
Yeah.
And if anybody claimed responsibility after the show.
Yeah.
That's the world I come from.
Yeah.
You know, she went out there, fucking tunes were breaking, cats were jumping out windows and shit, glass was breaking.
Yeah.
And she's blaming it on the fucking microphone.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I know she sings great in studio, but if I'm going to go pay a deuce to go see this milkshake bitch, I better fucking, you know, she's an opera singer. Belt it out, you fat fuck.
Yeah.
She's going to tell me the next day she dropped the fucking microphone in the fucking piano. What do I give a fuck? You think Greg Allman ever did that? You think fucking Robert Plant ever woke up and called the Daily News and said, I dropped the microphone in the fucking piano? You heard what you heard because it was real.
It's a different world, you know? It's just so weird because also now they have the most state-of-the-art gear. They got, like, in-ear monitors, and they only have to sing, like, you know, I've been chasing pavement, like that low, you know? But when our gods, they were battling fucking Jimmy Page's 5 Marshall amps, shitty sound and everything.
By the way, did you see that video of the drum outtakes? Go look for it, Lee. John Bonham's drum outtakes from Into the Outdoor.
Oh, man.
I almost called you, but it was 2 in the morning.
I'm up.
To hear that man play the drums.
Yeah.
I don't get insulted, but I look at people weird when they make accusations against Led Zeppelin.
Oh, it's crazy.
And people have the YouTube videos, and you listen to the YouTube videos, and they're right there in front of you. You know, the accusations are right there in front of you. You know, Carlos Mencia years ago used to say, I don't steal jokes, I just make them better.
Yeah.
And some people laugh. I think Led Zeppelin thought that in their mind sometimes. But as musicians, John Paul Jones was a monster. I mean, a fucking monster, guys, in that Prince level. Yeah, right here. Look at this. It's not artistic. I just want you to hear the thunder in this.
Look at it. Look how cool he looks, first of all. Look at that fucking man. Right? Here we go.
Ready?
Yeah. Lee is going deep on mushrooms right now, Lee.
Oh, Lee's on mushrooms? Killer.
I did some. They haven't affected me like they did Lee.
Yeah, stuff's moving.
Stuff's moving.
I love it.
Yeah.
Crank this, Lee.
Oh, 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 oh.
Unfucking believable.
Just groove. Groove. That's the sound of Lee's heart rate right there. Boom, boom, bop. So cool, man. 1979.
That's it, Lee. Before I get a fuck, my head explodes.
That shit is insane.
That's insane. That's insane how good of a fucking drummer this guy was, and people still talk shit. I think he squashes a lot of people. But
so that's just his track?
That's just him and rehearsing, warming up to rehearse. What happened with the Who? Did you end up going to see
him? Okay, here's what I did last week. On Tuesday, I saw The Cure at the Hollywood Bowl.
How were they?
Fifth row. They played 33 songs, and this fucking guy sang every one of them.
He sang Fire?
Flawless, dude. I mean, you know, just coming out. Love Cuts, you know, just there he is, like 63 or whatever he is, just killing it, man. I mean, they have so many fucking hits. Even if The Cure is not your flavor, you cannot deny the songwriting, man. There was so many fucking hits. Then the next night, I go to see The Who. It was me, Biddlecomb, and Spicer, co-host on my podcast, Kristen Spicer. We go to the Staples. I get some free tickets. We got these cool, like, up-high seats right by the stage where you can just sit down and like a movie and look down. They open with Who Are You? And it was unbelievable. And after the first song, Townsend goes, I just want to let you guys know that this is going to be a greatest hit show. We're going to play 23 hits. And they played 23 fucking hits, man. You forget them all. I can see for miles. Oh, I forgot about that. I could see for miles. And
they played Tommy.
Yeah, they played Pinball Wizard.
Pinball Wizard.
They played Mama Has a Squeeze Box. They played fucking
Quadrophenia.
Quadrophenia. My Generation.
The Real Me.
The Real Me.
No, they did not.
Yeah. The Real Me.
Oh, I would have jumped.
Rain on Me.
Yeah, that's too much.
Oh, Eminence Front. Oh, I love that one, even though it's 82.
I fucking love Eminence Front. I love that shit. Bro, that's the tour I went to see them.
Me too.
I almost went to see him in 76 with Who Are You? Almost.
Yeah.
I was a little on the young side. And I'm not going to lie to nobody. At that time, I was still stuck on Zeppelin. And the Who came to town and New York lit up. And all my friends went to see the Who. And we were going to go over. And I said, you know what? I'm going to stay down the hill and suck somebody's dick.
Nah.
I'm not going to go see the fucking Who. And I always regretted it.
That was the Keith Moon one.
And then I went to see him again with...
Kenny Jones
and not the Go-Go's, but it was The Clash.
Oh, The Clash opened.
The Clash opened and Dexter Point Dexter was the fucking... who was from the New York Dolls.
Yeah, explained to these guys
what the fuck he was. And he opened... And,
David Johansen.
We went out to... Long Island, and we had a good time.
I had T-Bone Burnett, The Clash, and The Who. Oakland Coliseum, where the A's play. It was the first farewell tour, 82.
83. So that was a farewell tour.
That was their farewell tour. Yep.
I know that.
It's hilarious because I tweeted last week. In 82, I saw The Who on their farewell tour, and Wednesday I'm seeing them again. So I guess they were just kidding back then. It's like, come on. But that tour was great, man. Kenny Jones on drums from The Faces. And of course, a lot of people are like, oh, no Keith Moon. But man, they lit it up. They lit it up on that farewell 82 tour. And The Clash crushed it. It was combat rock tour, you know, Rock the Casbah.
Oh my God, yeah.
Fuck. Today is in 1983 was the US Festival. And
yes.
I went to that. And today's the anniversary of the Metal Day.
How many years ago was that?
83. So day one, The Clash headlined. I went. Day two, Van Halen headlined. And day three, David Bowie headlined.
Now, for people who don't know, this was my generation's Woodstock.
That's funny.
It was in May of 83. I mean, from fucking Missing Persons.
Yeah, to Stray Cats.
Stray Cats.
Men at Work.
I mean, it was just three fucking days. I'm living in Aspen, Colorado. I'm watching it on MTV.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
MTV broadcasted it. This is when MTV was really cool. They didn't have black kids knocking up white chicks crying throughout the whole fucking show about what's going to happen to Leroy. I don't fucking know, but he ain't coming back.
No Jersey Shore shit.
Yeah, no Jersey Shore
rock.
Shit.
It was Jersey Rock.
This was when it was MTV 83, you know.
It was great.
Lee's a young man, but, and Lee, your head's going to explode. Lee can't even think about this. Like, yeah. This conversations I have with Lee, especially tonight with the mushrooms, I still remember senior year in high school going to meet my friends to talk about MTV.
Yeah.
What just happened.
Well, it wasn't as big. I think it was probably on its way up. But when I was in elementary school, I used to go home because TRL was on. I'm sure that was the dying word.
Not even on. Not even thinking about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Not even thinking about it.
Yeah.
TRL was never even a thought. In those days, at the top of every hour, it was either Nina Blackwood, the black chick, the white dude with the fucking...
Mark Goodman.
The black dude. I'm sorry, not a black chick.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The black dude who died.
Yeah.
The young Irish
JJ.
Kid, JJ, whatever.
Yep.
And they each had shifts. Now, in those days, you were just starting to party, starting to do blow. You come home at 3 in the morning. Listen, you can have a conversation, and at the top of the hour, you ran to the TV to see what video was going to come
on. Yeah, yeah.
Put on Pat Benatar.
No, Hit Me With Your Best Shot.
No. Who's gonna run?
Oh yeah, You Better Run.
Yeah, put on You Better Run.
Hide.
I would sit there after school.
Yeah, in her spandex leotard.
At that time, she had two videos that were rocking. Lee, wake up, cocksucker.
Lee's on it.
She had What You're Gonna Do to My Heart, whatever the fuck that was. She had a song called.
Yeah, Hit Me With Your Best Shot. Hell
I'm gonna
children.
Follow you.
I'm gonna follow you.
Here, put on. Again, put on Pat Benatar, I'm Gonna Follow You, Lee. This was a very obscure video. First of all, a lot of people don't even remember Pat Benatar. Pat Benatar
she's
has
so
like
great.
10 albums. Is she sick?
No, I said she's so great.
At that time, guys.
Wait, do you want to watch the video? Or
yeah,
the...
yeah. Okay. Pat Benatar, I'm Gonna Follow You. At that time, there was a fusion going on. These bands that you didn't expect had these tremendous guitarists that with cutting line of heavy metal guitar, whether it was Billy Idol, he was cutting line. Jake, what's his name?
No, you got Steve Stevens.
Steve Stevens, Jake.
Yeah,
all right, right here.
For Ozzy,
hit it.
Yeah. But this is her husband on guitar.
This is her second album.
Yeah.
This album fucking blew up. Listen to the guitar on this.
Yeah. Crimes of Passion. Great record.
Great fucking album, of Passion.
Great record. Look at her, too.
I would stay up all night waiting for this fucking video, guys.
Oh,
I'm not going to lie to anybody.
I do.
What?
Yeah. Super hot. Just 80s hot right there.
Ooh.
It's funny because right now she looks like a school teacher, you know?
With the long hair, she got streaks in it.
Yeah, yeah.
She still does the Hollywood Bowl, but the other one every year.
Oh, the Greek?
The Canyon Club.
Oh, the Canyon Club. Oh, yeah.
Like this time, August, she does it, and I'm always out of town.
Yeah. Her husband on guitar.
Neil Giraldo. when I saw him, I went to Pat Benatar as a goof. Let's get this out of the way. At the time, let this go, Lee. Let this go. I want you to hear the guitar solo.
Oh, yeah.
At the time, I was going to anything. I went to see the Police with some raggy band.
Of course.
I had gone to see just anything that was in the city. And I was not dating this girl. I liked her. We were talking. A buddy of mine called me that night in the Meadowlands. I said, I'll go with you. And I went to see Pat Benatar. And at that time, it was in the top three concerts I had seen.
Yeah.
And I had seen everybody at that time.
Wow.
They were just, she was bad. Kick it, Lee. Watch the guitar. Crank this open, Lee. Their Hell Is for Children.
I love it.
On Live.
Oh.
I don't even know if you remember. In 83 and 84, she got an HBO special. Here we go. Into this guitar, Lee. Kick it, Lee. Kick this soldier, Lee. Oh, shit. I'm telling you, motherfuckers, you guys don't know about Pat and fucking Neil. Put on You Better Run.
Oh.
Watch this motherfucker, Lee.
Yeah.
Lee, so we go home and put on MTV. In those days, it was this, Fish Heads, Mighty Mighty Fish Heads, Styx.
Yeah, Styx.
Styx. Now, there was another channel that was on board way before MTV. It came on after. It was USA's Nightlife.
Oh, yeah, Night Flight.
Night Flight.
Yeah.
Fridays at 9.
Remember that?
They showcased the star. They did this. They did that. And that was pretty cool. But this, nothing was like MTV.
Yeah, 24/7.
We would snort coke. Look at Neil Hamburger. Look at him. Look. Watch.
Yeah.
Hit it, Lee, from the beginning.
Yeah.
You're slipping, Lee.
Where's the sound, Lee?
It's coming.
Come
okay.
on, Lee. You're slipping here. Those mushrooms are getting deep. Look at them.
Yeah.
Look at her.
Yeah.
Busting it.
Super hot.
1981, guys.
Yeah.
Fucking busting it. And this bitch is still busting it today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at spandex. Hot.
Look at it. They didn't even have big titties. Didn't need them.
Nope.
Didn't need them. Women were fucking women. They were savages.
Yeah.
Look at this dirty bitch. Go, Pat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, man.
See the guitar lurking the whole fucking time.
Yeah. Neil rocks.
All right, leave. Speed it up a little bit. We're going to fuck it. Right there with a line. Right there. Go ahead. Keep
solo.
Going a little more. Right there.
Right there.
Here we go. Watch this shit. Lee, your head's going to fucking blow. Put the speakers on your ears, Lee.
Boom.
Here we go, Lee. Watch her little skinny ass wiggle. Watch this.
Yeah. That's a hit song right there.
Listen to this guitar, guys. Just take fucking notes. Here we go. And look at this skinny. Look at this savage.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Lee, check the savage out. Don't take your eyes off the big screen. Take a look. Don't take your eyes, Lee. Hit it. Hit it.
Oh, scream it.
Oh, shit.
Oh, Stratocaster. Fuck yeah.
Look at the savage.
Wow.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go, right here. Ta-ka-ta-na, 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 ta-ka-ta-na. Are you fucking nuts?
Oh, man.
Hey, put on
That
Benatar promo 1983 HBO.
Wow. Wait till you see she had that. An HBO she special,
HBO,
huh?
She was on HBO twice.
Wow.
She was on HBO on Catch a Rising Star's 20-year anniversary.
Wow.
She started there.
Really?
During the open mics in the 70s, so she became...
She's just going down and singing like covers and
Monday
stuff?
On Monday night, she would go on a cover. And,
I never even knew that.
So, Pat, who do you think you're dealing with here? Play Pat Benatar.
You know what's funny?
HBO special.
After this, then you get the spinoffs like Quarter Flash.
Yes. Remember? Which are great.
Great band.
I love Quarter Flash.
I saw him open for Sammy Hagar.
I fucking loved Quarter Flash.
Quarter Flash.
Lee, what are we doing here?
I'm
Pat Benatar HBO promo. You over there stuttering and shit.
Yeah, stuttering Lee.
There you go. Hit it. Let's see what we got.
Right there, concert 83.
Look at that.
Wow.
What the fuck do you think you're dealing with, guys?
Yeah, look at this.
Look at her, guys. Look at her with her little gloves.
Wow.
There's no sound. They took the sound out.
What?
Yeah, HBO's fucking greedy.
Bastards. Wow, that thing, that was cool. I never even knew
she scroll down, yeah, scroll down.
HBO, right there, there's one. Oh, that's the MP3 of it. Crazy.
Nobody knows this shit. I'm trying to drop it on you motherfuckers.
Now
look for Pat Benatar, Catch a Rising Star.
Oh, yeah. Let's see.
See what you got there.
Let's see that, Lee.
There you go.
There it is. Boom. It came
boom.
Up.
There you go. Watch this shit.
There it is.
There you go. It may not be her. Oh, the 10th anniversary, IMDb. Yeah. Keep scrolling. Keep scrolling. Keep scrolling down, down, down to the flound. Let's see if that's it.
No.
Oh, Promises in the Dark. Great one.
Jack it. Crank it, Lee. Crank it, Lee.
Promises in the Dark right there.
Crank it, Lee. Fucking tremendous. A fucking savage.
Yeah.
I went to see her.
Keep going right there. There you go.
Four
right there.
Times.
Oh, yeah.
You want the rehearsal one?
No, let's just check that one. Yeah, let's look at the rehearsal. See if it's cool. Like
it's the video from the video. So this is what it is. It's the.
Yeah. Oh, this is cool. Oh, look at her outfit. Straight flash dance era, the outfit.
Okay, so you have Crimes of Passion.
Yep.
And then Promises. This album is called something different. This album is called Precious Motherfucking Time.
Yeah, Precious
Time. Precious Time. Another guitar solo. That's fucking tremendous.
This girl's hot.
Now she's lip syncing.
On the video.
On the video.
But not live.
Crank this mule, Lee. We ain't fucking around tonight.
Yeah.
You want another mushroom, Lee? You ready to go deep into the murky waters of the underworld?
I'm deep.
No, you're not deep
I'm
yet.
I'm deep.
You ain't even seen nothing yet.
Here's a big buildup. I love it.
Here we go, Lee. Kick it. Look at him with his fucking ponies on and shit.
Yeah. The BC Rich guitar.
Look at him. I'm telling you. Guys, he was a savage.
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Awesome.
I grew up on this shit, dog. I didn't give a fuck.
Yep. Yeah. Drummer's killer.
Myron Rombecker was his name.
Lead-on.
Are you?
Oh,
I gotta smoke some weed. I'm gonna have a look at him. Look at him. This motherfucker.
BC Rich.
Are you nuts?
So good.
But talk is cheap. Watch this guitar, boys and girls.
Hey, this is a killer guitar solo.
Wait for another mushroom league. We're taking it deep. It's Memorial Day. Soldiers died for you, cocksucker. And Doom Coon, Van Khan, and Africa. You're sitting there. Hit it, Lee. Kick this mule. Are you fucking nuts?
I love that one.
People, take notes. I'm not. We're not dropping this on you.
Yeah.
So you can sit there like a fucking mukia.
Yeah.
Desperately search for a way to conquer the
league. Got a fucking solo.
No line of attack has been planned to fight.
That guy's underrated, man.
No, I always knew he was a bad motherfucker.
Brave and restless dreams are both won and lost.
This rock.
On the edge is where it seems it's well worth the cost.
Just when you did. Are you? Break out the fucking heroin. It's going tonight, cocksucker. Here we go. Are you fucking nuts?
Yeah,
I gotta get this back in the rotation.
Right? I gotta get it on vinyl.
All right, here you go. The sister song to this album was Pat Benatar, Something About Ice. Fire and Ice.
Fire
Go ahead.
And
hit
ice.
Fire and Ice. Yeah. And we'll speed through just the guitar solos. We're going to give you an education. And
fire.
After this, I'm going to go to another guy that I found the other night, a live tape of him, that I nearly died, how good he was.
Oh, who's that?
The guitar player, the little guy from the Cars.
Oh, God, Elliot Easton.
That motherfucker.
Elliot Easton, dude.
That motherfucker. They should just call him Isis.
Oh, my God, that guy killed.
Just call him Isis.
He's just that great.
He's just that fucking great.
Oh.
In this tape I found, I almost had to go shoot my. I'm like, that's Isis right there. He shred. Listen, it's a song off of Candio.
Yeah.
I don't know what a song I watched, but we'll find it.
Oh,
so
man.
We're looking for Pat Benatar, Fire in the.
Fire Nice.
I'm a fucking fan, but I got to tell you, once Love in the Battlefield came out, it was just a matter of time before somebody shot him in the head.
That was the rehearsal. That blew me away.
This shit was rocking.
Hit, watch this. See, this is the sister. She did both these videos on the same night. It was the same outfit.
Right, right.
She just changed for. Yeah. Hit it, Lee. What's the problem here? Okay, come on, cocksucker. Lee, it's time for another mushroom.
Yeah, Lee. Here we go.
Here we go.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you guys, I wouldn't be fucking shoving this down your throat. These two albums.
Fucking great, man. Just right up there with Heart.
You're giving me the fever tonight.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to give in. I've been playing with fire.
Oh. Look at that outfit. One piece cat suit.
Jesus Christ.
Great songs. Yeah.
We used to shove this song down Gorilla's necks, and they go, Cokes, we came over here, listen to Iron Maiden.
Yeah.
And you got this on. Listen, this is it. You got to hear this shit.
To me, back then, it was all the same.
You go Maiden,
then you go to this.
I listened to everything.
Right?
I would put this on, then Michael Schenker. I would, then Black Sabbath. And
it didn't
matter. There was another, Quarter Flash.
Yeah.
Look at the Quarter Flash in a second.
Oh, man.
That saxophone.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Quarter Flash.
I'll tell you who else. It's a powerhouse band that nobody ever talks about.
Yeah.
That you spit. People don't even know. And women, if you're going to get into music, if you ain't down with the fucking Pretenders, with Chrissy Hynde, you better take some lessons, Jack. We got Pretenders 1, 2. When you think about this shit, you're like, what? What was going on? What? All right, take it, Lee. Watch this guitar right here.
Here we go.
Here we go. Another shred, Lee. Kick this mule. Kick it.
Whoa.
telling you guys.
Oh.
Hell is for children.
Oh, Hell is for Children is the one.
Hell is for Children, just the guitar. Again, guys, you got to, this is, listen, everybody knows about Abe Lincoln and George Washington.
Oh.
If you want to run with the big boys, you drop this fucking song at a party.
This
and
one.
They'll look at you. They'll say, where the fuck did you come home? Who fucking gave you this? Where did you find this shit?
Yeah, it's like, what is this shit? You know what I mean? It's incredible, like, how great the songs are. You know, like, this chick's got, like, 7 fucking hits.
Listen,
8 hits.
I'll tell you what. At that time, everybody was putting out good albums.
Yeah.
The quality of the albums were very high. When Pat Benatar released Crimes of Passion, and I tell you this how it is, not the live performance, the regular one. When Pat Benatar released Crimes of Passion, that was one of the first albums that I can look right there. Look at the album cover.
Oh, I love it.
That's the album cover.
Yep.
Okay, her with a little shoot looking to the floor. The album before this was like Into the Night or something. It had Show Me a Lover and something else. When, what are we talking about here? These mushrooms are hitting me too.
We're talking about fucking how.
Edit Lee.
How great the guitar is.
You know, you had her. You listen to this shit.
The song she had, I think.
This you know song. How many times I got coked up and just looked at this album cover?
Yeah. This was a dark tune for the time.
Jesus Christ. You know, fucking Luca came years later with My Name is Luca.
Yeah.
I live on the second floor. This took you to the...
Cry in the dark so you can't see the tears.
Are you fucking kidding me?
So good.
Frank, that way. Frank, I want you to blow the speakers so out. The I want these people to go, what the fuck is Joey doing?
Yeah.
Forgive and forget all the while.
Love and pain become one and the same in the eyes of the wounded child. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
Love and pain become the same. Are you fucking kidding me? People don't know nothing about that.
Yeah.
This is the last song on the album on that side. It leads into this, guys. It's a fucking masterpiece. Down, 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 down. What, Lee? Eat another mushroom, Lee, out of respect for Patty B.
It's so confusing, this brutal abuse.
Jesus.
They blacken your eyes and then apologize.
Oh.
Be daddy's good girl and don't tell mommy a thing. Be a good little boy and you get a new toy. Tell grandma you fell off the swing.
Because tell grandma you fell off the swing.
Just lyrically, masterpiece. A fucking masterpiece, ladies and gentlemen. And look how the tempo's building up. Are you? Listen, if you got the syringe, just stick it in your fucking eyeball right now. End it. Tell them you listen to Bat Better Dog. That was for children. Here we go. Kick this lead. Fucking idea, ladies and gentlemen, to see this live. It sounded just like this. And Neil Giraldo shred this motherfucker. Are you fucking? Where do you like no fucking parole?
Come on!
Hit it, Lee. Listen to this monster. Oh, shit, Lee. Wow. just jumped on that horse, ladies and gentlemen. He ain't coming. Listen, he still ain't getting off. It's like Joe Perry in fucking 73. He ain't getting off the horse. Listen. Fucking kid.
And then guys, thank you, good night.
And you guys like, Joey, you know, you're gay. What the fuck? No. Yeah. This was, you know, you had to be diverse. And this was what, you know, I like Sade.
Yeah, me too.
In 85, when fucking Sade hit the thing.
Smooth Operator.
Those first two albums. Shit. Those first two Sade albums are fucking monsters.
This is No Ordinary Love. Oh, man, all that.
We were talking about, what was that? Quarter Flash.
Oh yeah, Quarter Flash. They had a big hit.
They had two big hits, right? One or two.
Yeah, they had two big hits. Am I there? Oh,
there. Lee, you're fucking up the mic.
Wait. There I am.
There you go.
I had they had a
right
couple
in my
hits.
Heart. Lee, yeah. Quarter Flash.
Yeah.
Q-U-R-T-E-R.
Yeah.
Quarter Flash. F-L-A-S-H.
I saw him open for Sammy Hagar on the Stand in Hampton tour.
They're on, you know what, if you listen to like 80s on 8, or if you listen to like anything on Sirius, these guys come on once a fucking week. Harden My Heart.
Find Another Fool also. Yeah, Harden My Heart's the big, big hit. But look at it, straight up the formula. It's just like record company, like, okay, we're going to go with a Pat Benatar here. 82.
Six. Yeah, this is 82 towards the end, but she didn't get close.
No,
this is also on HBO.
Yeah, yeah.
We grew up on this on MTV. I'm sorry.
Yeah, MTV, big time. This video was all over the place. Back when videos mattered. Here we go.
This video used to, I remember being at a New Year's party.
Yeah.
81 and seeing this fucking video. And going, you can't jerk off to this lady with the fucking straight black pants. I mean, you know.
Yeah. Total Hall & Oates flavor. Lee's peeking over here. Lee on the controls.
Then they had another chick. Lee, press in Scandal.
Oh, yeah, Scandal.
What was that jam they did? I like that second album.
Yeah, Scandal had a big hit. That's funny that they opened for Sammy Hagar, you know? Like,
and she was like a school teacher. Her and her husband were like school
teachers. Got a hit song. All of a sudden, they're out on tour.
Scandal. The Heat of the Night. That's some. There it is. What is it?
You had it there for a minute.
Yeah.
Heavy as the Head. Let's see what that one is.
No, that's not it.
No, that's not it.
That's not it.
Scandal.
Was it Scandal?
Yeah, that was the band, Scandal. I remember.
Right, hold on. The name, the one. Oh, what the
Scandal.
Fuck?
What was their song?
Bow, 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 bow.
Put Scandal Band.
Scandal, yeah, band. Just, yeah. Yeah, that's it.
There we go. Okay, so
let's see. No, not Goodbye to You.
Goodbye to You. Oh, yeah, remember that one? Goodbye to You. Goodbye to You.
But a really good song was Not the Warrior.
Oh, yeah, I Am the Warrior. That was
not
a great
warrior,
one.
Not the Warrior, but Love's Got a Lie on You. Beat of the Heart, is that it?
Oh, yeah, Beat of the Heart.
That's the jam. Put on Beat of the Heart.
Yeah.
Watch this little fucking jam.
There it is, Beat of the Heart.
Let's see if this is the jam I was fucking talking
this
about.
This is it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
All these Pat Benatars.
All of them.
Then that chick, I don't wanna fall in love.
Oh, yeah.
Don't wanna suck your dick with the fucking ponytails. I don't live a little too much today.
Look at this girl, huh?
Yeah, it's a good album.
Yeah. No,
this jam was good.
Yeah. Super 80s. I love it. Bow, 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 bow. It's funny because the 80s had all these different flavors, but they were all 80s. Like you had Stray Cats and Men at Work and all that. That's 80s. This is 80s. And I Am a Warrior. Super 80s. I am a warrior.
Lee, put on.
Yeah.
Oh shit, the Pretenders.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Put on the Pretenders.
Oh, fuck it.
One, okay. You know, this was another, like, if you, Pat Benatar and, you know, Patti Smyth were completely different.
Totally.
But then this chick showed up with this band called the Pretenders. And one night when I was really young, I was still living at the Benders, I had this guy, Squeaks ID, one of the guys from the neighborhood said, hey, you want to go see this band, the Pretenders? And I was like, I don't even know what the fuck the Pretenders are. And he took me to some fucking, like, a mid-level, I don't know the name of it in New York, the Pretenders debut full album vinyl. That
right
one.
There, yeah.
That one, okay? This is a fucking band with a chick.
Well, she's so outlaw. Look at her badass leather jacket.
Oh, my fucking God.
Yeah.
Listen to this shit.
Oh, yeah. Come on. This is way edgy. Oh.
I went to see these motherfuckers, and this drummer was hitting the drum and making the drumstick go at you in the audience.
Yeah.
I like the way you cross the street, cause you're special.
Precious.
Moving through the Cleveland heat, how precious. You're taking that and all the kicks are so precious.
I forgot all about so this.
This shit is the bomb. This record.
So
make me one.
Yeah.
Make me wanna. Fast forward to Lee. This album's got. This is their debut album.
Oh, yeah, it's all hits.
And it probably had. Keep fast forwarding. Got it, Lee, right there. Bam. Fast forward, Lee. I got into these guys when I lived in Aspen, Colorado, in my little bedroom. I ended up one time, like, I went to see them. Keep fast forwarding, Lee. Keep fast forwarding. There's a good jam coming up right here. A little more. Bick. A little more.
Fucking jacket's amazing.
A little more. You know, the jacket's fucking on.
Jacket's amazing. Here we go. Private
brass,
live.
Brass in the pocket.
Yeah, brass in the
brass
pocket.
In the pocket. That's what I'm waiting on.
Big fuck.
Shit.
Side
so,
two.
So go to, keep going, Lee. Keep going. Right there. Start this in the beginning. Listen to this
that
shit, guys.
That's great.
This is it. A little more.
Oh.
Right there. Crank this fucking shit up. Listen, guys, this, if you never got into the Pretenders, Pretenders 1 and 2, and there's a song on 2, every time I put it on, a tear falls out of my eye.
Oh, what one?
I brought you letters, you, my friend, so many letters I never sent. Listen to this shit. Crank this fucking horse, Lee. Oh, my God.
This shit is bomb.
Oh, my fucking God.
Chrissy Hynde.
Around her heart, back and leave it to the love boys.
Wow.
I told my knees up, get sent to you, cause I need it.
Oh.
To find out what the thing was for, then read it.
Oh, man.
Man, time came to explore. I went ain't far, cause I thought, like I like it. Little tease, but I didn't need it.
I opened
but
up my mouth. What was it?
Song,
that jam.
Yeah.
There's the line. Jesus Christ.
So good.
Ten years since I had this album.
I gotta get this one on vinyl.
Yeah, I'm getting this on my iPod.
Yeah.
Target practice in the hall while we're dead. For the number to get called out. I
This album has a longer running time than most average LPs.
I was a good time.
The cheap full effect is play loud.
I got pretty good. Changing tires upstairs, bro. I shot my mouth off. And
you showed me what that hole was for.
Oh,
back in Ankadan, right here.
Oh, I love her. She's got a book out. Came out last year. Total gangster.
She married Davies, one of the Davies brothers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's been married 18 times.
Yeah.
But let me tell you how I know that her and Dean Del Rey are the real deal. August 14th, 1984.
Yeah.
She was touring that album that came out December of 93.
Oh, yeah.
83.
Earl Man ODs, right? Or Kills Himself?
No, no, no. What's the fucking album that came out in 83, Lee? Not Done With Mirrors. That's Aerosmith. Right there. Right. No. Right there. Right there. Learning
to fucking crawl.
Put that on, Lee. There's a jam I used to listen to. It was, you know, December of 83. I had no fucking family.
Yeah.
I was living in a great little condo.
Oh.
I'm telling you, guys.
Middle of the road.
This is no shit. Lee, you're going to find the song. Guys.
Middle of the road.
Keep going.
Sometimes I put the songs in it. Which one do you want? Like in the description.
Let's look at the show more. There we go. I'm back on the chain gang,
the
man.
Look at, she does a thin line between love and hate on this that is tremendous.
Yeah.
Put on 2,000 miles.
2,000 miles, last song, yeah.
It was the fucking holidays.
Oh.
I was by myself. I had no girlfriend. I was a thief. I was a burglar. I was making a ton of money, though.
Yep.
I would snort coke 3-4 nights a week and whack off. And I almost got to suck the neighbor's titties upstairs and shit.
Whoa, robbing and stealing.
But December of 83, this is the song I would listen to. And I get fucking heartbroken every time this song came out. Sounds like Christmas.
Great. That does, right?
He's gone.
Very far. Are you fucking nuts? I'm bringing back deep shit tonight.
It's a great record.
This is the shit I used to listen to when I was on the fucking run, man.
This chick is killer.
Day by day.
I miss you. Are you fucking...
Jerry, there's a song she does. You gotta hear it. Bad Boys Get Spanked.
Oh, please. Put it on.
Lee.
Bad Boys Get Spanked.
That fucking song.
That's a second album.
That song is so good.
Her second album, guys, like most women, most bands have a, you know, because they had lived all their life to put out the first album. The second album from The Pretenders was a fucking masterpiece.
Yeah. Bad Boys Get Spanked, Pretenders. Oh, there you go, right there. Oh, my God, this fucking song.
This is Pretenders, too. I'm telling you.
This is so good. This song crushes. Look at the look right there. Love it.
Look at her fucking jacket.
Yeah.
Look at this shit.
Oh, this song.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Kick that mule.
You're not supposed to do that. You know you never liked to. But you seem to get some kind of kick. You're doing what you never liked to. You deliberately defy the rules. Cause the laws are pale by fools. Bad boys get spanked.
Well, here we
I love it. Yeah.
My teeth are vibrating.
Are they really?
Yeah.
That's good. You need that.
You can make them don't touch.
My teeth are floating.
Lee's teeth are vibrating. This is that fucking mule shit.
Don't you ever think about the consequences? Guys like you never do.
This song's great.
Lee's giving me the evil eye like it's my fault. Like I talked them into it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the kind of stuff that those are made out of.
Bad Boys Get Spanked. Fuck yeah. Just crazy fucking music.
Listen to this great shit.
Bad Boys Get Spanked.
That and this is like a punk rock.
That's punk rock.
Because she's from the United States.
Yeah,
she?
Yeah,
she's not really English.
No, from
she even Ohio. She, or
Ohio.
Wrote a song on that album, Learning to Crawl.
I had, this is amazing, but I had the bass player for Devo, Jerry Casale, on my podcast. And she went to Ohio State. She was there during the shootings, and so was he. And he said that she would always be like, why don't you guys let me sing with you guys? And they're like, get out of here. And then when Devo toured London, their first tour, he never saw her again. And she showed up backstage. She goes, I got my own band now. Fuck you guys. And it was Pretenders. And they and he said he went and saw them and was like, wow, fucking great.
It was, I went to see them August 14th. The night before on the pier, she had slipped on stage and broke her ankle or her leg. And they canceled the Monday night or something, but she went on Tuesday night, and it was fucking tremendous. She took came out, limped out with two, what do you call those things?
Crutches.
Crutches.
Yeah.
And everybody applauded, and she took the two crutches, she threw them into the audience.
Oh.
And the rest was fucking history. She did two fucking hours, standing ovation, two encores, and I always respected that. I never forgot that because... Let's face it. She had a broken fucking leg. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's fucking. I saw her. I saw them live three times, and every time, just crushing. Same thing with like the Cars, like we were talking about. Just hits after hit after hit, like the Cure, the Cars, Pretenders.
Put on Dangerous Type Live.
Oh,
and watch this Sean Elliott. I don't even know what the fucking guy's name was. Like I said,
Elliott Easton.
Sometimes I'm getting stoned.
Yeah,
I'm in the house. I'm writing, and I got the computer rolling. The computer, if you put one song on, it goes on automatic roll.
Yeah.
And you just listen to music.
Totally.
I don't care what they play, as long as I don't have to fuck with it. And this song came up, and I had to fucking switch what I was writing, like start putting periods and fucking update chapter.
Yeah.
And I went right to this, and I probably watched it two or three times.
Oh, here it is. Man, let's watch the Midnight Special one. Killer. Elliott Easton, he was left-handed and just a crushing guitar player. Oh, God, it's so great. Oh. Rick Ocasek.
I finally got to see them on the third album.
Oh, yeah.
And it was one of the worst things I ever saw in my life in Central Park, but the sound was off.
Oh.
It was outdoor. They didn't know how to fucking contain it yet, you know what?
Yeah.
Kick it, Lee.
Can I touch you? Are you out of touch?
Oh, yeah.
I guess I never know the sacrifice.
That's my dog over there. Look at him.
Yeah.
He's a nerdy fuck that rocks,
yeah,
too.
Right? Fuck yeah. Oh.
I love all this shit, guys.
There's the Devo in
just
place.
Trying to share it with you motherfuckers.
Ben Orr on bass. He was the man. Ben Orr sang all the hits.
He died, right?
He died, yeah.
Somebody died. It's real sad.
Died, like,
he released a solo album.
He was amazing.
90, maybe 91, maybe 92, 90. Lee, don't turn it off. Don't turn nothing off. We're just talking over. Put the earphones on your ear, Lee. I want you to absorb the fucking master. What is? Are you ready for another mushroom, one of those cookies?
You're gonna have me on
a heart attack.
You want no heart attack?
Oh my god, this.
Nobody has
intense.
Ever. Nobody has. Here we go, Lee.
Here we go.
Kick it, Lee. You're fucking up.
Guitar solo. Yeah, look at that. Yeah. Guy was the ugliest dude ever, and he married that supermodel Paulina, and they're still married.
I don't know if he's packing fucking a 22-inch dick.
Yeah.
And he sings songs while he's banging it.
It's a fucking wallet full of cash. This guy had so many hits. Ben Orr. Remember his song, Who's Gonna Drive You Home?
Tremendous. Tremendous. He sang a couple great songs.
Oh, Cruising?
He sang something on two that's great. On Candio.
Yeah, Candio's the record. Look how dope he is. What a great fucking band, this band. I saw them live on the Shake It Up tour. 20 hits, one after another. They had no piss tracks. I kept going, play a shitty song so I can go piss. No, they didn't have one. They didn't have any piss tracks.
I think 2 and 1 are masterpieces.
Oh, it was incredible.
I think 2 and 1 are... Once they did the one with the third one,
yeah,
I disappeared. That's it. I was deep into something. But I always knew they rocked.
Oh, absolutely.
I bought Candio. I bought 10 times. Yeah. I paid for Candio 10 times.
Candio rules.
Easily. Yeah.
Look at it. Murdering it. So good, dude.
We love music, man. Yeah. Sorry if this is not the music for you tonight or whatever the fuck. I wouldn't push in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
This is the shit I got into along with everything else I got into that was heavy. I mean, listen, you can listen to, you know, Led Zeppelin so much. You got to put in Fleetwood Mac Rumors.
Oh, God.
You know, when I was a kid, like I always told on the Rogan podcast, I do two things. I'm not a judgmental person, but I am. I judge you by what you got in your refrigerator and what albums you got.
Yeah, yeah.
If you
right.
got good albums, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's no reason for us to even get this thing started.
I say the same thing all the time. You got bad music taste.
We're not going to make this mix.
Yeah, yeah, because you must have bad taste on all kinds of stuff. Bad judgment, you know?
It's really weird how you judge people. And that, when I was younger, oh my God, if I went to your house and you didn't have, listen, I don't want you to have Sad Bloody Sabbath, but you better have fucking Paranoid.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want you to have 22 Led Zeppelin albums, but you got to have Led Zeppelin too.
Yeah.
I don't want you to have every Santana album, but you got to have Abraxas. You got to have Dark Side of the Moon. You got to have Deep Purple, Not When We Rock, We Rock. This one album of theirs, that's fucking tremendous.
Space Trucking.
We never really talk about them too much. Did you grow up a Deep Purple fan?
You know,
the truth.
I Deep Purple was before me. But when I went to go see Sabbath with Ian Gillan singing, then I found him. You know what I mean? And went backwards. Because I saw the Sabbath tour, Born Again. And that was one record with Ian Gillan. And I was like, this guy's fucking great. I knew their standard hits, you know. But then later on, after I saw Sabbath with him and he quit and got Deep Purple going again, I even liked the Deep Purple with Perfect Strangers record, man. That record was fucking great. Once he comes back, they get back together. But I love Ian Gillan. I think his voice is so fucking cool. And the B3 in Deep Purple, the B3 playing is insane. The organ playing, I love it, man. And I love Rainbow.
See, yeah. I didn't really get, once I heard that, dun, dun,
Smoke on the Water.
Dun, dun, yeah. dun, dun. The neighborhood I grew up with, that's all I fucking heard.
Yeah.
So right away, you have this apprehension towards them. And then I bought an album by them, and I didn't think it was any good. I didn't really appreciate that music at the time. Sometimes you buy an album, and you're not really ready for it.
That's right.
And it takes a different road to get back to the album and go, oh.
You too, Octung Baby. Hated it when it came out. I was like, I sold it back. I was like, I don't want this. This is terrible. Now it's one of my favorite records of all time.
Really?
Yeah. I just.
So it does happen. I thought sometimes you think it's just you. You're like, I don't like that.
I took mushrooms. I went and saw them live, and they played that whole record, and I was like, holy shit, I saw God. You know, I felt like I saw God. They had the Mini Coopers flying over me. I was just pissing in the crowd. It was people rocking like this. They didn't even notice. They started pissing in the crowd. I didn't want to lose my good spot, you know. And fucking lights are going. I'm like, oh, shit, you know. But I fell in love with that record. And it happens. Like, when I was growing up, I hated Springsteen. And I hated the Dead.
I hated Springsteen, too.
Couldn't stand
hated
it.
The Dead, too, until I moved to Boulder.
And then
people walk you down the right steps.
Yeah.
The worst thing ever is when you're a young kid, okay? You guys have no idea what we're talking about, okay? You don't know what it's like to get a paper route, for example.
Oh.
Shovel snow. And all of a sudden, you put all your 695 in. You go buy this album. And by your morals, it's a piece of shit. Okay, let me tell you what happens. You immediately shut down on that band.
Oh.
You shut down because they took your 695. You know how important your 695 was to you?
Dude,
you could have bought Led Zeppelin 2 again. You could have bought so many albums. I tell you what band did that to me. And I'm sorry if I insult anybody in your Cheap Trick.
Oh, yeah?
I bought a Cheap Trick album.
What one?
Not Bogota, whatever, Budokan.
Budokan.
Not Heaven Tonight.
In Color?
Something that had to happen in 80.
Yeah.
It happened before 80.
Oh, yeah, all right.
And it was so fucking bad to what I was listening to at the time. You know? I remember one time, I can't lie, nobody going to be pissed at me. I bought a Beach Boys album. I thought I was going to jump out the window and stab somebody.
Yeah.
Because it was like a double album.
Yep.
And all I got was the one song. Like, I didn't pick up anything else. Same thing happened one time when I bought a Frankie Valli and a Four Seasons album.
Oh.
That was a bad investment. They had like two good songs and six of them. I didn't know what the fuck I was talking about. I got mad at Frankie Valli for a while. Didn't like Sinatra.
Yeah.
I like two or three songs growing up. Now I can at least tolerate them. I get it. I get where the fuck that's coming from. So just because you're turned off to somebody who I'll always be turned off to, I don't know why, is Rush.
Mm.
But on the other hand, I love Triumph.
Wow.
You know, Laying on the Line is a fucking great jam. Fight the Good Fight. They're a band out of Canada. That's how I got really introduced to Canada. Yeah. Sometimes you're like, who the fuck is Canada? Oh, that's a Triumph.
That was me with April Wine.
Yeah, April Wine, same
fuck
thing.
It, yeah.
See, Nature I didn't like Just Between You and Me.
Oh, yeah.
I like the other songs.
Nature the Beast.
I'll tell you what else popped up the other day. That I was never a fucking... There's some songs that if you like, I don't like you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You ever go to a party and see some guy get really emotional about a song? You're like, I don't like this guy.
Yeah.
I hate that fucking song and I hate this cocksucker.
You're like, really, dude? This song's touching you?
You're messing with the son
Nazareth,
of a bitch.
Hair of the dog.
You ever see how that makes white people act?
Oh,
it makes white guys act goofy. Like it's like when you see them listening to Thin Lizzy, the boys are back in town.
Yeah.
Same crew of guys. They smoke cigarettes.
They're the part-timers.
Yeah, that's really weird when
you
see.
They just want the hit.
And you know what's crazy? The thing that bothers me, and what a lot of people don't know this, and again, I'm sorry if I'm not dropping the right names. Thin Lizzy's a badass band.
Yeah.
But there's not one station that plays anything else but like two or three of their shitty fucking songs.
Yeah, we talked about that
Thin
before.
Thin Lizzy is a band. That's right.
They'll make you hate it.
They fucking make you hate it because they play that shit down your fucking throat.
Yeah.
There's so many times that you're driving and you're like, what the fuck is this? I'll tell you what I heard the other day. I had a really fucking good Pantera song.
Oh, really?
What? Like something that made me go, what the fuck is this? You know, I like to discover music. When I'm in a car, I'm not sitting there hating on music. My fingers will keep going. Ask Lee. I got Studio 54.
Oh, yeah.
I got 80s. I got the Seattle Boneyard.
Oh, yeah.
Grunge I got the one under it and Lithium.
Hair Nation and
Hair
Lithium.
Hair Nation. Yep. That's all you fucking need
That's
on
it.
There.
That's it.
But you still keep the other channels open and you listen to The Rock, The Elvis.
Yeah. I got the Dead Live one. Oh.
The Dead Live one is very good. It really is good.
Fuck yeah.
That's for a long drive.
It really is.
When you really want to stay up and you smoke like a half a doob, the dead will get you there. It's like it's not a no doze. It's like a can of Coke.
Yep.
It's like a can of Coke.
Yeah.
The dead is always, I didn't fucking like the dead growing
Me
up.
Me either. Hated
them. I moved to Boulder. I started dating this girl, and she used to always play Working Man's Dead, and it just sunk into my heart. Then there was another album she played, The Circle. Then there was just, and then, you know, when you live in Boulder, everybody's got bootlegs.
Yeah.
Everybody comes up with bootlegs. And bootlegs, where you're studying, you listen to a bootleg, and you really understand where they're coming from.
Totally.
That's the beauty about music sometimes, that sometimes you listen to it, but sometimes you really get where the fuck they're coming from. When I listen to Sabbath, I know where they're coming from. When I listen to Allman Brothers.
Oh, man.
You know, I know where the fuck they're coming
fuck
from.
Fuck yeah.
I got you a poster.
Yeah?
I got you an AC/DC tour lithograph poster. When I was in Pittsburgh, there was a soda fizz store, and they sold.
Oh, yeah.
I got Rogan, Leonard Skinner, the Rolling Stones, and 10cc.
Sick.
From that thing in London.
Yeah.
And I got you AC/DC, just a sick lineup of fucking savages. I'll give it to you. I'll put it in my car and take it to the store.
That's amazing.
Yeah, you get those. You look at those old school lineups, and you look at like a Oakland and San Francisco.
Yeah, I went to those. Stay in the Greens.
1,000 posters, and you look at the prices, and you fucking think like, who's making all this money?
Yeah,
the Doors wanted $10 a ticket.
Yeah,
you know, in those days. And I tell you, I seen Pink Floyd for $15, and it didn't set me back no 2 weeks' salary.
Oh, that that fucking Us Festival.
$15.50.
I got the ticket stub, and I Instagrammed the photo. $20.
$20. $20 in 1983 to see $20. What bands.
Here's who I saw for $20 on the rock day. It was opening band was Quiet Riot. Then the second band was Motley Crue. Then you had Ozzy with the first gig with Jakey Lee. Then it was Judas Priest, and they had just had Screaming for Vengeance out. Triumph, Scorpions with the Blackout Out record, and then Van Halen. That was $20. $20 for one day. The next day, you know, you had David Bowie, Joe Walsh, Stevie Nicks was there one day. Yeah. It's just crazy.
Guys, it was crazy. And you didn't, and it was in a nice, where was it?
It was in San Bernardino out in the desert there where it's a amphitheater now. I forget what it's called. It's in Purdue, but it's right off the 10 there going to the 15 going to Vegas.
Now, how many days did you stay there?
I went all 3 days. So it started on Saturday. It went Saturday, Sunday, Monday. We left on Friday. We drove down from the Bay Area. We had a Toyota Chinook. My mom rented it and brought me and my two buddies. And Chinook is like a small camper on a Toyota little pickup. Driving that thing down. We camped there. We took mushrooms. And there was no trees. It was like 110 degrees each day. No trees. Steve Wozniak put it on. The guy who started Apple with Steve Jobs.
That's who put that concert on?
Yeah, Wozniak, man. He put that on. It's crazy.
You know where I was that weekend?
Where?
I was living in Basalt, Colorado.
Where's that?
Basalt, Colorado is about, I'm just give or take, 20 miles from Aspen. Mm. Going south on the 82 there.
Right.
And I was living in there, and I remember that two of those guys, or three of them, I lived with four guys. One of their mothers had died, and he went back. That's Mike Duffy.
Yeah.
That's the kid I sent money to like 6 weeks ago. He called me. He was having problems, and that's how long I go back with Mike Duffy.
Wow.
I left New Jersey April 25th of 1983 in a car with a fucking Olympic bar going through the middle and two speakers in the back. The only 8-track we had was Led Zeppelin, Trampled Underfoot album, Physical Graffiti.
Ooh, good one.
And we drove from New Jersey to Aspen, Colorado. We left Thursday night at 10 o'clock at night, and we got to Aspen, Colorado at 5 in the fucking afternoon, Saturday afternoon. And we went out and got high and whatever, and then I ended up the house where these three guys, it was me, Jimmy Burkle, a guy, George Burkle, and Mike Duffy. And then there was a guy in the basement that they call him the garbage man or something. He was a garbage man.
He brought no shit. Yeah.
But he went back because something had happened, and Duffy's mom died. So I ended up getting one of the rooms, you know, and, and three of those guys, or two of them, had gone to Colorado Springs for the weekend. So I had this huge house in Basalt, Colorado, to myself. At the time, I had a little bit of weed, but I was smoking like a fiend in those days. And he kept telling me, George kept saying, listen, if you want weed in the freezer, there's homegrown that'll knock you the fuck out.
Homegrown in the freezer.
Okay. And he goes, we keep it in there. It's deadly. And I'm like, I looked at my weed that I had bought in Aspen for I don't know what it was. And I looked at the weed in the freezer, guys. It looked like lawn that you had cut.
Yeah, and trimmings. Yeah,
and they put it in a bag. There had to be, guys, 6 ounces in there.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. Do you know one day I ran out of weed and I didn't want to take the bus up to Aspen. I said, "Fuck it, I've been smoking good weed all day. I'll smoke this tonight, guys." Do you know it was one of the strongest weeds I had ever smoked?
Just the shit, the fucking leaves?
About a month later, he came back and he goes, Jesus fucking Christ. I told you to smoke a little bit, not the whole bag.
Yeah.
I had probably smoked 2 ounces of that swag. That was the ugliest weed you ever... Lee, it was grass cut.
Yeah.
Lee is giving me the Malouk. Like,
I'm not giving the Malouk at all.
What's going on with you, Lee? Why are you giving me the Malouk? Are you high?
Oh, my God. I'm just enjoying.
What are you enjoying? You want another mushroom? I need another cap.
How much did Lee take?
How many caps did you take?
Did you take
one huge one.
A gram?
No.
I don't know.
No. He needs a gram. He needs to eat a gram.
I never take more than a gram when I do mushrooms.
He needs and then I had the little cap.
You ready? Yeah, you ready for another one, Lee?
Yeah.
It's time to take a look at it. Let's see these fucking things.
Lee is just satanized.
I'm going to eat a piece. I need another one. This is a good buzzword on right here, Lee. Lee, I'm going to eat the little shitty one.
The little shitty
just
one.
Just out of respect.
What'd you guys buy, an eight?
No. This is from one of my favorite Jews in the world.
Oh, dope.
You know how we do it.
Yeah.
Lee, look at this for you. This is a tiny one.
Wow.
A little dickhead. Give that to Lee.
Here you go, Lee. Eat that up.
Get some more fucking water.
I love when they're all blue inside.
That's when the shit
that. That's the psilocybin mania.
That's the shit that kills the mule.
Mm-hmm.
Lee Sciatico.
Lee dog.
Did you eat it, Lee? Are you ready?
I'm not ready, but...
Oh, shit.
Why aren't you ready, Lee? What are you...
I'm seeing the devil right now.
Nah, I can see the way you're looking at me that you're knocking on the door.
Yeah, Lee looks normal right now. I've seen Lee way worse. I've seen. Whoa.
Yeah, why is he going
out? What happened to me there?
That's probably me. I'm sorry.
Oh, there I am.
Look at this one and shit, too.
Oh, shit.
That's a little cute one right there, Lee.
Oh, shit.
But that's the cutest one of them. None of them will hurt you.
Lee, power that up, dude.
Lee, these things taste like fucking ass.
Oh, yeah, just
right
butt,
now. I'm
going
to go
home
and brush my teeth two times.
Yeah, just eating butthole.
I just swallow them, dog. I don't even chew them no more. Yeah.
You know,
I just learned how to swallow.
I like to chew them because they're just so gross. But
No. You don't want to do that to nobody. That's my boy, Lee. Lee, you take these. Next time, we'll get what's left and we'll boil them and we'll make a tea.
Oh, yeah.
We'll put some sugar in that motherfucking some lemon. Lee, you got them.
My buddy used to wrap them in peanut butter. He would put peanut butter around them and then eat them like that. It takes too long to get high, though.
Oh, Lee, you're such a fucking trip.
Lee, dog.
We don't fuck around. It's a Sunday night. It's Memorial Day. Soldiers died for us, and you want to be dicking around? I don't know.
There's the ticket right there, Jay. There's the ticket. $20. Uh-huh. Us festival.
What's the matter, Lee?
I think I'm going to puke if I do that, so give me one ticket.
You're not going to puke. You're as tough as nails, Lee.
Here you go. Little Us Festival. Rob Halford, KK Downing in the summer. They're in the outdoor leather. Look, the outdoor leather. Fucking short-sleeved leather. Priests don't fuck around. 104 degrees. They wear leather still.
When does it end, people? When does it fucking end? We eat mushrooms. We eat fucking edibles in the name of the Lord. Lee, eat that mushroom. Come on. We got to go. Let's go. You should have ate it by now already. What the fuck you doing? You're sitting there like a mamaluka. Yeah, eat it with a cookie.
Red Band just hit me. He's watching. Wants to know if you'll do Wednesday night with us in the main room. 8:30.
No, I got a podcast at 8. I'm going to be at the store tomorrow night, though, to host the comedy store.
You're doing the potluck?
Yeah, the potluck.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Lee, trust me. When you eat this, right now we're knocking on the door very lightly. We eat this last one. Right now I hear that hum, the same hum you hear. The zzzz. We want the hum to go away. Lee, the quicker you do it, Lee, the quicker you'll go to bed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Lee, man, just think. You're going to have some psychedelic dreams.
You're going to pick up mama tonight.
You know what I like about mushrooms? When they first come on, does this happen to you? Your back teeth start to float.
Oh, my God, they're floating right now.
They start to float, right? Isn't that crazy?
My whole fucking jaw is floating.
Yeah,
like somebody broke
it. It's so weird.
Go, Lee, but get the water ready, Lee. If not, you're going to puke. Hurry up, Lee. There you go.
Lee. You got that, Lee.
Lee, you got this. You're an animal.
Plugging his nose.
Go, Lee, you bad motherfucker.
Plugging his nose. Eating dirty socks. Lee's eating a dirty sock right now, just foot mold.
Lee just water's dripping down his neck. This is, ladies and gentlemen, this is it. We do this shit for you. We go on tears, then we don't do it no more. We went on a fucking hash tear for 3 weeks.
Oh, man.
We just do this shit to let you know, listen, everybody put the fear of God. We're just having fun here. We're not doing blow.
No.
We're not doing stupid heroin. We're talking about music. We're eating some mushrooms. We're getting stoned to the gills.
Next time I'll Uber over and we'll smoke the hash. Okay. All right?
Oh, the one-eyed Jew called me the other day. He said he smuggled 3 ounces in his asshole. He says, wait till you taste this.
Whoa.
He says, it tastes like shit, but you'll... What's up, baby boy? Look at you, becoming a fucking man on a podcast. When you came on here, you hadn't done nothing. You were drinking soda. You had a hat with a propeller.
No pussy.
You never even had a skateboard. You weren't banging nobody.
Nope.
You were soaking the mink.
Just an outlaw.
Look at you, an outlaw. An outlaw Jew is what you are. You understand me?
A YouTube warrior.
Podcast, fucking everything.
Fuck yeah.
Look at you. Tougher than fucking half these mooks.
No, I just don't know what to expect. It should be fun.
You should call Ari and tell him you want to be the fucking whatever in his mushroom fest. That you're going to hold your own fucking party.
That's
what you should do and get it sponsored and everything.
That's killer,
get
man.
Get that thing sponsored by fucking NASA.
I think
NASA.
We're doing that right now.
We do it all. This is just a warm-up, Lee. We didn't even need a gram.
Yeah.
Wait till we inhale 10 of these motherfuckers.
You don't think that was a gram? That was totally a gram what I had.
No,
No. We didn't know fucking gram.
I go nothing over
that
a gram.
That fucking stem tasted so badly.
Ooh, just foot.
It tasted, I didn't even bite into it, but my throat picked a little bit of it up.
Dirt foot.
I don't know where I put my nicotine gum, and then I'd be bouncing off the thing. I'm like Mark Maron and shit. I'm popping that nicotine candy and shit.
Yeah. He loves it. He's back on it.
Oh, yeah. He pops that nicotine. He does those coffees. You got to see him.
Yeah.
His glasses get all fogged
up. Yeah. Love him, man. I was hanging with him last night at the store. Great night at the store last night.
Good night. Had a good time following Gerard Carmichael. He was great last night. I got to ask you some other questions real quick. Okay. Leave it on, Lee, because we might play a video for people, whatever. I was always the type of guy, like, when Ozzy left Sabbath, I made a conscious decision not to like Sabbath, but you had to be an idiot if you didn't. You weren't telling the truth.
Yeah.
Once you heard Dio on there, once I saw Dio in Philadelphia, I had mixed emotions. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah.
You know, Ozzy at the Palladium was phenomenal. Okay, but I'm the type of guy, like Santana, you sit there and go, why didn't Santana ever make it? Because he never had a lead singer.
Yeah.
If Santana would have had a lead singer for 10 years, you know, you look at Richie Blackmore with Rainbow. He's another guy that went through singers on every fucking album because he's a fucking nightmare to work with, you know. That's why I never liked him, by the way.
Yeah.
Because I was a Rainbow guy. I liked him with Joe Linguido, Joe Lynn Turner.
Yep.
I liked him with the other guy from Seattle. But I was never into these bands that replaced the singer.
Yeah.
I always believed that when a band replaced the singer brought in his own style. A lot of people always say to you, but he sounds just like fucking, what's his name, and whatever. I understand, but for me, it was always bringing somebody else with a different sound in to sing the songs that had already been written, whatever. Okay, now we have a sensitive subject. We have one of the best concerts I ever saw emotion-wise and what was going on. It was AC/DC opening for Ted.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, on my birthday, me and my buddies, Louis Castellito, we do a hit of acid. We're walking down County Boulevard with John Crowley and Rago, and somebody says, did you hear the news? Bon Scott, they found him in a car. He's dead.
Yeah.
That was the end for me to AC/DC. But again, Back in Black. Was so fucking good.
Yeah.
Was so good. I think it got released like July of 81 or something.
80.
And 80, July of 80. And the first show was in Philadelphia, like August 1st. And the second show, they took it right to the Palladium.
Yeah.
And my friend, I just talked about this with these guys last week. The kid I went over with this kid, Kurt, and we went to see this fiend. And we all kind of went really pure coke, and he would go crazy. AC/DC was so phenomenal that night. I went home covered in humidity that I was drenched from head to toe. But that's a complete different level. You know, that I learned to love Brian Johnson.
Yeah.
I had so much stock in Let There Be Rock and Powerade
that
I just couldn't let Brian Johnson just stroll on the fucking set. You know me, dog.
Yeah,
you gotta walk this guy's footsteps, okay? I'm a Power Age fucking guy from day one. You know, everybody waited. Everybody came off AC/DC on Highway to Hell. I had a friend who turned me on to Power Age. I liked the album cover.
Oh, yeah.
And it sent me over the loop. And consequently, a few weeks later, Highway to Hell was released, and right away everybody jumped on the bandwagon. They were opening for Ted on the Road. Bon Scott was at his height.
Yeah.
Angus Young was at his height.
Yeah.
You know, and all of a sudden he dies again, and I had too much invested. And here comes Brian Johnson with his suave looks and his guinea charm. No, I'm doing the Godfather.
Yeah, I love it.
And he fucking takes over, and he wins over a nation. The album after that was called what?
For Those About to Rock.
That album right there, that's when I tapped out. Like, I shoplifted that album, brought it home with the cannon on it.
Yep.
I robbed it from Pathmark on Kennedy Boulevard. I brought it home, listened to it. I was involved maybe a week with it, and that was my end with AC/DC.
Wow.
Over the years, I heard Thunderstruck or whatever.
Yep.
Was it a good song? Ah. You know, whatever. It still wasn't. Yeah. Walk all over you.
Yeah.
It still wasn't. Nobody understands
Night Prowler.
What your heart felt like when you heard, when you were in high school and you heard Walk All Over You. Like, girls are saying, take it off, take it off. We want Springsteen. You're like, fuck you, you dirty bitches.
Yeah.
This is staying on. The only neighborhood that it stayed on all the time was 64th Street Field. They couldn't, you know, those are the neighborhoods that chicks just didn't talk. They got beat up. Yeah. That's the pride. My friend Timmy has a present for you. When you go to New York, he's going to give it to you. He's from those projects.
Yeah.
Him and you are going to have a 10-hour conversation. He still goes to all the concerts. We were talking about him coming out for Sabbath. But it's the same week I'm in New York.
Oh, wow.
So I basically, he comes out on fucking Monday to leave Tuesday because I got to go to work. I got to do two fucking podcasts before I go to New York on Thursday. So we're talking about him coming out to Chicago to shoot the special.
Shooting your special in Chicago?
Yeah, October 15th.
Oh, badass. Where at the Vic?
The Rosemont Zanies.
Oh, badass.
Right by the airport there. I'm in and out of there. I could smuggle. Lee's going to eat 22 mushrooms that night. He's going to be the master of ceremonies.
They're going to call him Cap City. He's just going to be eating caps.
He's going to have a little tuxedo. My friend started a tuxedo company for $99. You can get a tuxedo online.
Oh, man.
Mike Ricker. So we'll get you hooked up with a tuxedo nicely. Oh. You got to drop another 30. You got to do a shot of Decca de Robin. Get your fucking pecs up. You got to look sharp for this fucking CD.
Oh.
We're going to talk to the dude next week. Some dude hit me with an email. He's got a new type of fucking... He says he wants to put like a Beatle wig on you.
A Beatle wig?
Michael Jackson one. It costs $20,000. I'll give it to you for gratis. Whoa. Just to talk about it on the podcast.
What an offer.
Yeah. He says he shaves your neck hair and your back hair, and he makes like this little hairdo and this little
If he'll
carpet.
Shave my back on a weekly basis, I'll do it.
Nah, like one time they take all the hair
one
off your
time.
Body.
They make the wig out of your hair, your own hair.
I have a new back hair every day if I shave you. This has to be like a full-time thing.
Craziness. Yeah, this we're talking about this album right here. I once got criticized for putting one of this on Twitter. I put chains on Twitter and somebody
tried shit on you?
Yeah, somebody on Twitter. But this album is 1976. It's a very hard album to swallow. But then again, you know, this was at the time when they were releasing this. You know who else came out that year? Speaking of Queen, with The Death on Two Legs. What's the name of that? Bohemian Rhapsody's on there. What's the name of that album?
What is that one? The End of the World or something? What's it called? Something World. What is it? End of the World?
Queen, Bohemian Rhapsody, the end of the album. No.
What is it? It's called A News of the World.
News of the World. Yes, that's a great.
Yeah.
You know, all these albums are coming out, but what people don't remember is that fucking Elton John was throwing fucking heat.
The guy was killing
it. Elton John was killing it for such a fucking long time that it took, you know, him and then Paul McCartney started coming around with his fucking shit, and his shit was priceless.
Band on the Run and Jet and all that shit. But, man, Queen, it's crazy. Like, I'll go through these Queen phases where I'll just listen to Queen and I'll be like, this is, like, nobody was doing that shit, man. Bohemian Rhapsody? You had to be doing some mushrooms to come up with all that. Galileo, Galileo,
Galileo. First time I heard that, I was in the Blimpy Bass.
Oh.
On like 30-something Street in Kennedy and Bergenline Avenue. We used to go up there. We used to take a two-way hitter And what you did was you put it, it was a pipe, it was a glass pipe with a hole in it, and you put the joint in there, and you put your hand on the other side, and you sucked it in, and we got so fucking stoned, and we went into this blimpy base. I got a roast beef with provolone, nice, with vinegar and oil, a little shredded lettuce, some tomatoes and onions, nice, with some wise potato chips, you know what I'm saying? And I fucking started, we got the giggles. We got, when he said, Mamma Mia, Mamma Mia, Mamma Mia, let me go. We fucking got the case of the giggles, and the guy threw us out with all our sandwiches. I'm still pissed at that motherfucker. He's probably a general manager somewhere right now eating good.
You know what I remember about that, man?
Never saw Queen live.
I remember this. I was at the mall. I used to go to the mall, like on the weekends, you know, and there was the new store it opened, The Good Guys. It was new at the time. Good Guys, it's an electronic store, you know? And they had about 100 TV screens, and the laser disc had just came out. The laser disc. And the fucking guy put it in, and we walked by, and every screen had this Queen laser disc playing. And we stopped, and we were in there for an hour, just like, whoa, laser disc. It was like futuristic shit, man. The guy put in this big disc, and we were watching Queen do that video where it's the four heads. Mamma mia, mamma mia.
Oh, my God,
that
it fucks
thing.
You up.
Oh,
they
man.
They had a couple jams when I was growing up. By the way, Lee, those mushrooms are kicking in heavy right now.
Yeah.
Kicking the door, waving the 4-4.
Hey, let me tell you something, Joe. There's a clip I want you to see, because I don't think people understand the impact of Brian Johnson put in AC/DC Japan Back in Black. This is very rare footage of them on the Back in Black tour. It's really hard to find footage of them on this tour. And this is in Japan. And you see Brian, not there. Keep going. Let me see here.
36 years ago.
Yeah. Punch it in on YouTube.
AC/DC in Japan.
Yeah, Back in Black tour. Put in AC/DC Japan. Because this is Brian before the hat. You know, if you look at him on the back of the right, he had the big hair. He's wearing like a football jersey. Let's check it out. There it is right there. 81 Tokyo. Look at this. This shit, like, you could see how he won it over. Check out Brian here. Big old hair.
You can barely hear the guitar.
Oh. Oh. Unbelievable, this footage.
Yeah, he won him over. He really did.
He's killing.
He really did win him over.
Listen how good he sounds.
It was a complete different band.
Totally.
It was a complete different band. You forgot about Bon Scott.
That's crazy.
But I did.
I didn't either, but I'm just
because
saying.
This album gripped new fans.
Yeah.
Kick it, Lee. Kick it.
Listen to this vocal. Got to get me on another round. Look at that. Yes, I'm back, babe. Yes, I'm back. Unbelievable. Yes, I'm back. Unbelievable, that vocal. It's a totally different Brian Johnson. He's got moves, he's out front, his hair's rocking.
That's 1980, baby. You gotta bring it. They're fucking bringing it.
Killing.
They're fucking bringing it right now.
Oh. The screams coming out of here are insane. Watch when he hits these notes. Angus, just fucking like 20-something, you know? Here he goes. Listen to Brian here. Mm.
She really is fucking it up.
Oh.
I probably saw this tour two or three times.
Insane.
It really, really was. Look at this shit.
What's this?
The reason why his hair's like that, he didn't have time to get a haircut. That's it.
That was it. They were up and rolling.
When they got rolling, guys, it was they steamed through America. You know who opened for them that August 4th?
Who'd you have? I had Nantucket.
I had Death Leppard.
Oh, you got lucky.
Out through the that first album.
Oh yeah, On Through the Night.
They sang a couple songs from High and Dry.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like two or three songs from High and Dry.
Wow.
So think of what this concert was for me. This was too much. But again, like you really like. I'm still not even sold on Guns N' Roses. Like, I'm still not sold on it.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm still not sold on it. I really don't want to see Axl Rose singing AC/DC.
Oh, have you watched any of it yet?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
You haven't?
No.
It was the second it happened, I was up at, like, you know, because it was in Europe. So I was just, I got home from the Comedy Store and immediately fired it up.
Listen, we live in a society that nobody's going to tell you the show sucked because.
Yeah.
This is completely out of the norm with what's going on with music today. Like, this is these kind of bands are not around today. You have a different vibe. They got, you know, they're, what do you call those kids? Hipsters, and they got tight pants, and everything's a look. This is music.
Oh, this is.
You know, this is, these guys look like a bomb fucking hit them.
Dude.
You know?
I mean, and, the energy right
and
there.
And the energy is fucking, you know, and this is an arena, guys. This isn't, you know, some fucking Rialto Theater with 800 people. These guys were blowing. I'll never forget leaving that. Well, when I saw them, it wasn't fucking. What the Palladium seat in New York City? What's the Palladium seat in New York City, 1982?
Yeah, I don't know, but we can Google that.
Fucking Lee knows everything. Yeah. Lee can find your social security number. He can find out what you weighed at Burt.
Palladium capacity, New York City. Let's see, there it is right there, Wikipedia. Oh, I think it's at 7,000.
Right there. Hold
3,000.
Yeah.
3,000. Major venue, New York City, rock and roll.
Can you look at that? Let me see. Academy Music, Eastwood 14th Street, the venue, rock concerts in the early, among those with Rolling Stones.
Stone 65.
Yeah, this is.
The band. Oh, that's where they recorded their live record. Wow. Boyz II Col, Iggy Pop, Kiss, John Lennon, Genesis. That's an epic spot. Grateful Dead played two extended stands at the venue, seven shows straight. Wow.
I was very fortunate to see them there. I saw Iron Maiden there with Paul Di'Anno.
Like the Clash played there.
Wow. I think I saw James Brown there. I know for a fact I saw Ozzy Osbourne there.
Yeah.
I saw a couple good fucking shows there, man.
Shit. Springsteen, Palladium.
I never saw Springsteen there.
76, dude, and 78. Wow.
When you were outside the place, it had that feeling.
I love that.
It's like being outside the Garden. If you ever went to the Garden, when you walk a block away from the Garden, people are already hitting you for tickets.
You can feel the electricity. People are
walking with like a ghetto boombox playing to that album. Like, I still remember taking a bus to see AC/DC open up for Ted. Like, you had to be there by 8:01. That's when the show started.
Fuck yeah.
And getting on the train and people with fucking ghetto blasters listening to Highway to Hell. Me, D'Agostino, this kid, not the D'Agostino today, this kid, D'Agostino, I grew up with his sister. We shared lockers. And me, him, and this kid named Randy Mergel, God rest his soul, one of the toughest white dudes ever, we took a bus from Jersey, North Bergen, Newport, Union City, all the way down to Seaside Heights. And we fucking, he refused to take that off. We did a hit of acid, and he kept putting AC/DC, and he kept flipping it. He kept putting on Highway to Hell and flipping it over to AC/DC, the Australian release.
TNT.
With Soul Stripper fucking and all that great. Shit.
Squealer!
You know how many times the bus driver pulled over? I said, the next time you turn that on, we're throwing you off the bus. And again, we do it. And again, and that's the, oh my God. It's You're sad. You're sad that you didn't really put those moments on tape. Like, that's what I always tell my friends when I talk to them now. I say, I'm really sad that I didn't think I had it in the box, that I didn't have a camera.
Oh, isn't it crazy,
I feel
man?
Fucking terrible. Somebody taped the Pink Floyd show I was at. It's on whatever. It's not a great taping. But it's really sad that we didn't even tape taking the bus over, or the people who hung out in the city in those days, the people that would trade you seats.
Yeah.
There were people that would trade you seats. So what do you got? You got 12th. I got 6th row. Let me get that in $20. Well, you just bought counterfeit tickets, you stupid motherfucker.
Yeah, you got fucking shit.
Yeah, if you're walking to the fucking garden with tickets in your hand, keep them.
Yeah.
You don't got to talk to nobody. You don't know how many times my friends have come up to me. We scored 6th row.
Yeah.
We gave them our tickets and $10. And I'm like, oh, Jesus. Next day at school, you're not going to believe it. There were fucking fugazis. There were fake fucking tickets.
That one and the 3-card Molly, the guys would get you with, man. My buddy got nailed on that in front of Judas Priest, man. We're out there. Henry J. Kaiser, the guy. They got the setup dude you don't know. And he walks up, puts down 20, and wins 100 real easy.
And then you're like, what the
fuck? My buddy's like, oh, man, I saw where the card is. I'm in. And he does it. And then now he can't buy a jersey because he fucking lost his money.
The shirts were $20.
$20.
$10. I paid $15 for the Pink Floyd one.
Yeah, they're like $10. Yeah.
That I had a Pink Floyd baseball t-shirt. Yeah. You know, the colored sleeves. The
jerseys. Yeah.
With the thing. That shirt lasted for 6 or 7 years. Oh, even the logo in front. Oh. Like, I finally lost it.
Yeah.
I left them in California. They disintegrated. Or like that.
I'd wear them till they disintegrated.
Those concert t-shirts were your badge of honor. You know, you idiots that walk into the office every day with your little Starbucks cup and you think you're Johnny Bananas? In those days, when you went to a concert, if you didn't wear the concert t-shirt
the next day? Oh, yeah, the next day.
Church,
yeah.
A fucking funeral,
yeah.
a first communion.
Yeah.
You wore that shirt. If you went to a concert, whether it was Tall, whoever, you bought a t-shirt.
Oh, totally.
And you wore that motherfucker to school the next day, and you were proud. You were like, fuck this shit.
It was the only place you could get a shirt.
Yeah.
You couldn't go to Hot Topic. There's no Hot Topic. Go down, hey, look at this. You got the shirt, and you walked onto the campus at school, and people were like, you went last night.
And God forbid somebody bought you a shirt, and you didn't go to the concert.
Oh, that was sacrilege.
Oh, if
guys
shit.
Used to go, will you buy me a shirt? Yeah. And I'd be like, no,
it's not
going to
work for you, man.
I ain't getting your Olympic medals.
Nah. It's crazy, because now when you go to Walmart in, like, Kentucky in a small city, like a big
metro, $7.
They have all those, like Led Zeppelin, the reunion tour, the one tour, the devil, whatever. They have them in all those stores. If you go to, not Walmart, but the other one.
Target.
Target has them. Target, which one?
Kmart.
One of those stores, Kmart and Target, have all every vintage t-shirt. When I see Justin Bieber with a vintage
Metallica shirt
or something, I'm going to punch him in the mouth because I stood online.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I did acid. I sacrificed the job. Fuck you. I'm not coming in tomorrow. We got to drive to Philadelphia.
Yep.
You know, you put all this effort into going to concerts. And all of a sudden, you get these Johnny Come Lately that paint their fucking hair down and they wear the concert t-shirt. That's how against we were fake people in those days.
That's true.
Like, this is why I get so offended today, because I see all these people that are just walking around. They haven't earned the right to do this shit. Like, they really haven't. These people really haven't.
I would ask the guy, hey, what'd they play for the encore? And you go, oh man, I was fucked up. It's like,
no, you weren't
there, dude. Because you would know what they played for the encore. Everybody knows the encore.
Yeah.
You know, they'd be like, fuck, dude, they came out, they did Let There Be Rock.
That's the first thing you told people. Totally.
Yeah.
That night when you bumped into people at the bar.
Yeah,
when
what was the encore?
Oh, shit, you fucked up. They were tremendous.
Yeah.
Dog, they went out and they did 3 fucking encores. Like, I still remember going to see the New Barbarians at the Garden.
Oh, that's cool.
And they did a bunch of encores.
Yeah.
And, like, being so happy. And they did, you know, Sugar, whatever fuck they do.
Rock and Roll.
Yeah, whenever they do those encores, those super bands get together.
Yeah, they do like a 50s tune. They're like, come on.
That shit drives me crazy. Yeah,
right?
At the end of these award ceremonies when
they just do the rummy jam.
And they play, it drives me fucking right. They all got like that stupid look on their faces.
And then there's Paul Schaefer over there triggering the solos. You got this one, man. You got this one. You know? Oh,
he drives me. I thought he died.
No, he's still out there.
I saw him last week. I almost fucking threw the TV out the window. Let me give some shout outs so we can get you out of here.
I love you, dude.
Hey, man.
What a great episode.
Memorial Day weekend, just talking music.
Oh.
Honesty about music. I want to give a shout out to David Rubin, my man Jeffrey Collins, my man Scott Hughes, Chris Murphy, BJJ Cardio Kid, Digger Smart, Ali Boz, my girl, fucking Lady J. I haven't seen her on Twitter. Get your shit together. Wash that monkey. My main girl, Ookie Spooky. My fucking peeps in Austin and shit. Tommy Easter. Digger Smart. Paul Perez. Kush Squad. Glenn Carlin and Cheeseburger Dan. I love you motherfuckers. Don't forget, I will be at the Omaha Funny Bone June 10th and 11th. And I'll be at the Philadelphia Helium throwing some fucking heat. June 20-something, 20-something, and 20-something. Go on that webpage. What are you bothering me for?
I'm doing Comedy Works, five nights headlining.
4th of July weekend?
June 28th right. through July 2nd.
It's a great club. And people go out there and fucking see him, you reefer heads.
Please do it,
and
man.
And bring
come
him reefer.
Out.
He'll bring it back to me.
Okay. Yeah, I will. And then come out and see me. And also, I got an excellent podcast dropping tomorrow with Tim Bloom from the Mother Hips and... And shout out to Greg Riley from El Cajon Harley. He's a big fan of the church and a good friend of mine. So,
good man. Give him my love. Love him, yeah. It's funny. I was going to try to get you on with Missing Bird.
Oh, yeah. I wanted Terry to do Bozzio's that with your son. Yeah.
And I keep forgetting to hit him up. He's right here in Van Nuys. He listens to the podcast. Great kid. You know, I see his tweets and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, he hit me up.
He's got a band. You know. What happened to his dad? Is he still alive?
Yeah, I talked to him. I said, can we get your dad on? I saw your dad at the US Festival, and your dad's one of the first like really super drummers that had the instructional videos and stuff. And he said he's going to try. He said his dad is kind of an introvert now, stays in the house, you know, doesn't go out much. And I was like, well, sometimes a podcast... Well, jumpstart somebody's life. They get out and they do the podcast and they start
interacting on social media.
Yeah, social media. Exactly. And they go, hey, man, fuck, this is great. And Lee, great to see you, dude. Always.
How you doing, buddy?
Nice to see you.
I love you.
You seen anything yet, Lee?
No, I'm feeling a lot of shit, but I don't see nothing.
What do you feel? What are you feeling?
I love when he goes,
I'm feeling a lot of shit.
When you say teeth floating... I think I feel what you mean.
Look at somebody got a good picture of me on Twitter. Like, look at
that's my man. That's my man. One by one podcast.
Yeah.
What kind of chocolate cookies are those, Lee?
Me. Oh my God. Someone.
Hey, before we get out, I want to leave one note for you. I really think Lee, fire up this band. Just 1 second, because I want you to
look
hear this.
Lee. He don't
want
to write no more. Lee's like, I'm done, though.
Lee, what?
I've been typing up. I can't type.
1 second.
What cookies you got, Lee?
Okay.
What flavor?
So Steve and Amanda Barstow, I'm not even sure if they listen to this podcast, but they listen to Good Times with Steve Simone, and he was in Edmonton, and they gave him these chocolate cookies, and I think they have Reese's Pieces in there.
So you're going to fucking break one out?
Yeah,
gonna
go sample for it.
Are you going to eat one all of a sudden?
I'm too high to do that.
Trust me, you need a piece of cookie in you to calm that dragon down a little bit.
Calm that dragon.
Why do you think I'm fucking suggesting it? For my health, dearly?
I don't
want you to go overboard. Tomorrow is Memorial Day. You're going to be sitting there with your family and shit, thinking about your fucking pathetic life. For 2 minutes, think about the fucking people who got on a fucking plane or a boat and go to a foreign land and stab motherfuckers for you. Do you ever think about that? You fucking mook the mook you every day. Put the fucking national anthem on, Lee. That's it. Give me one of those fucking cookies, Lee. I'm getting emotional here. Lee gets a cookie for himself. He forgets about his cookie. Start up from scratch.
Tell me when you're ready.
Hit it! This 2016 Memorial Day, don't think of yourself when you're in the barbecue, thinking about what people brought. This guy brought donuts, this guy brought steaks, this guy brought chicken, this guy didn't bring nothing. What the fuck did you bring? What the fuck did you bring? Did you take a boat and go over there and stab fucking Vietnamese people? Did you go over there and fucking fight the Nazis? Did you go over there and fight the Cubans? Or what the fuck did you do? You hanging out at Starbucks, bad-mouthing your country, sticking up for trannies and shit. Fuck you, motherfucker. Tomorrow's the day. That's what you stick up for. But you forget that shit. You forget it when you're eating your gluten fucking free pasta and your fucking apple fucking whatever. Fuck yourself, cocksucker. Think of the people who left their families and shit. Me, I never went. I can never jump a fence. But tomorrow, think about that, you cocksuckers. Think about fighting ISIS and these stinky fucking mucky mucks before you eat your fucking cheeseburger, you worthless cocksucker. I love America. Thank you for coming on tonight, my brothers. I'm high as fuck, and that's all that matters. You understand me?
Those are pretty good cookies, right?
Yeah, they're going to tame the fucking spider. You understand me? You don't want this fucking spider getting a hold of you. And as usual, one of my newest sponsors, and I love him to death, Dotsusara. You know what it means to leave the salary worker's life, to fulfill life. That's what it fucking means. That's what this whole label means. They sent me a box of stuff, okay? I've been wearing the sweatshirt to jiu-jitsu. They have a fucking fanny pack. They have a bag that is tremendous. You can hold your water, your bandages, your wallets, your phones, your keys. It has a little bag in there to put your fucking rash guard and your stinky socks and your underwears in, along with your gi. I mean, they got t-shirts. They got shorts. Do me a favor. Go to dsgear.com and look at the great selection of stuff they have, okay? They got a hemp gi. Listen, when I lose 20 pounds, you're going to see me flying through the air with this mm-hmm. fucking beautiful hemp gi that they got. They don't fuck around. It's comfortable. It just doesn't fit around my stomach, but give me a couple of weeks. But anyway, do me a favor. Today, go to dsgear.com right now. Again, that's DS capital gear, G-E-A-R.com. Take a look at the bags. Take a look at the fanny packs. Take a look at the hoodies. Take a look at the geese, and if you like something, do me a favor. Go to the box and press in church, C-H-U-R-C-H, and get 5% off your first order. All right. Again, go to dsgear, G-E-A-R.com, and look at the great selection of clothing lines and everything that they have. I love this guy, Chris. So, listen, great customer service. If you have any problems, get back to me, Dotsusara. You understand me? To leave the salary worker's life. Like, stop being a peasant. Take a chance Columbus did, cocksucker. All right, I love you, Dean.
Thank you, man,
for being my fucking rock mogul.
Dude, keeping me alive with music and shit. I love talking to you about music, man. We could talk for hours. It's just incredible. It's just, it's just like old days, just doing coke and in the living room and just going, what about this record, man? There's nothing like that.
Thanks for coming on.
Hell yeah.
Don't forget, Omaha next week. And then Philadelphia. I don't know the dates. I'm fucked up. What do you want from me? Have a great holiday. Stay black.
Love it.
Empty street on the boulevard of broken dreams, where the sea Empty street on the boulevard of broken dreams, where the city sleeps, and I'm the only one.
This show is brought to you by Datsu Sara. Go to dsgear.com and use code word Joey to get 5% off of their extremely high-quality functional gear made with hemp textiles. They have bags, gis, rash guards, and much, much more. Go to dsgear.com and use code word Joey to get 5% off. And go to onnit.com and use code word Church to save 10% on all of the great optimization products like Alpha Brain, New Mood, Shroom Tech Immune, and Shroom Tech Sport.